This show is sponsored by Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Support this podcast and get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus when you go to HuluPlus.com/Joey. That's HuluPlus.com/Joey. And by DollarShaveClub.com. Get high-quality razors sent to your door every month for a fraction of what you pay at retail. Now, go to DollarShaveClub.com/church. That's DollarShaveClub.com/church. Or just go to JoeyDiaz.net and click on the Dollar Shave Club banner.
Oh shit. Oh shit. It's fucking Monday somewhere, cocksuckers. Somewhere it's Monday. Bangkok, Bangladesh, Bayonne, New Jersey. I love you motherfuckers. A little Def Leppard, Let It Go, circa 1981. Rocking the fucking house on a Monday. Blast that motherfucker, Lee. What? Oh shit. Oh, shit. Get it together, Lee. What the fuck is this? This joint ain't fucking rolling right. What's happening, baby?
Nothing, dude. I had a good weekend.
I haven't seen you in a fucking week.
Yeah, since Monday. It's been crazy. Huh?
Tuesday, the storyteller show.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. That's
right. That's fucking right. Cheetah. It's been a hell of a week, guys. I'm sorry. Fucking Monday, September, what? October. 6th. October 7th.
7th tomorrow. Yeah.
Are you kidding me or what? Poop, poop, be doop. Fucking tremendous. Been a great week. Sorry we didn't do a Wednesday podcast. That was part of it. I start on a movie. I got 6 days. Tuesday's my last day. So Monday's podcast, we don't have it. We're going to give you one Sunday night, which is really Monday. So it's the Lord's Day Spectacular. So it's a good night to smoke some weed and read the fucking Bible, rub your feet, do whatever it is you do. It's going to be a fucking good week. You know who said so? You said so, cocksucker. That's how it goes down. Lee, what's happening with your little brown golf shirt? You're looking handsome. You got a haircut with mama today.
Yeah, dude. I'm really happy right now.
I know you are.
You're
having sex. You're eating. You fucking kicked the blender, which I knew.
Well,
I couldn't bet against you, but I knew. You didn't look enthused. You didn't have it. You just don't. You're in love. What are you going to do when you go to the Spanish chick's house?
Yeah.
You can't show up with a green milkshake.
And we were talking about it before, and it's something that I've struggled with for literally my entire life. And I know there's a lot of people, so this is why I wanted to talk about it, because you were nice and we were talking off air because you care about me. But I want to, like, it's something that I've struggled with.
No, I wasn't being nice. You know I don't give a fuck about you.
No,
you're a little Jew cocksucker. But I love you, and I knew when you were starting to shake that I could tell by your enthusiasm you didn't like it. Now, you ever see me eating ransom? I know vegetables are good for you, but you know what? It's a waste of time. Mike Dolce is one of my closest friends.
Yeah.
But I don't like fucking Quino, whatever that shit is.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to fucking eat it. I don't like fucking gluten-free fucking pasta. I'm not going to fucking eat it. You know, I'm not going to eat bread, and I watch what I eat. I went from 415 to 418 to 270. I'm up to 311 now. I'm stuck too. But you ain't going to see me drink no green shit because that's not how you're going to drink and eat when you're on the street. What you have to do is how to fucking compose yourself. Instead of eating two double fucking Whoppers, you eat one without the fucking fries.
Mm-hmm.
You follow me? You could eat, but you got to eat. And that's what I have it too, bro.
And I could blame the food and I could blame dating someone. But it's not that. It's like I'm never really enthused about anything that involved losing weight. Like, I've gotten lucky. I'm not a drug person. I'm really not a drinking person.
You don't drink at all. You didn't drink
every once in a while.
Would you drink with the girl?
No, we have cocktail. We joke around. We have fucking tequila in the freezer and like little beers in there that's been in there for months.
Who gives a fuck? Not
really my thing. Food has always been my thing. And the other thing is it's laziness, but it's selective laziness. Like, I work a lot, and I do that, but I'm just working out has never been my thing. And what you were saying, it's true. It has to become my thing. There has to be something I can do that I'll enjoy.
You see the picture I posted the other day from high school?
The basketball one?
The basketball. Did you look at my arm?
You were tiny.
Did you look at my legs? I fucking hate it. I hate it. I used to buy those magazines to be big.
Yeah.
And to lift weights and shit. So my mother had these sliding doors, just how you have.
Uh-huh.
The ones that you pull out.
Okay.
So instead of being 56 inches, they become 26 inches horizontally.
Okay.
And I would put it on two chairs. And I would get dumbbells, the ones made out of concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And I would do fucking pulls, bench presses.
Fuck.
And I would do one-arm pulls, and I would do curls, and I would do shoulder presses, and I would do jumping jacks. So at that age, I tried to put muscle on because I wanted to be a forward in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't put muscle on because of the amount of fucking cardio I did. You know, I could play fucking 19 basketball games a day. You've seen North Bergen. You know, I was telling people that about a month and a half ago, 6 weeks ago, I went to the doctor and he did one of those things where they fucking do your heart.
EKG, I think.
Even better. They did the better one because they did it for my knee. That's how they see when you have tendons broken and all that shit. He did one to my heart. And when I met with him 3 days later, he goes, I gotta tell you something that shocks me about you. With all your cocaine stories and shit, your heart is as strong as a bull. Then I went home that weekend,
mm-hmm.
the week before, the week after, and I looked down the hills and I seen those fucking hills, those monster hills in North Bergen, and I walked on those fucking hills. So I was so skinny, even though I was lifting heavy weights and eating and drinking milkshakes, it was hard for me to put on weight till about I was 17. Then I started putting on muscle weight because I stopped playing basketball and I stopped riding my fucking bicycle. So it's reverse. You know what I'm saying? I've been telling you, out of all the evils, what have I been pushing on you since I met you?
Working out.
Gotta work out.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because working out for you is better on paper than what you think it is.
What do you mean by that?
Working out is so fucking good for you on so many levels, especially on the creative level. Especially if you deal with people, especially if you can come to me and go, Joey, I have an idea for this, blah, 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 blah. And I'll say to you, you know what? It is a good idea. It's just missing something. And you, as a man, go, you're right. It's missing something. You know where I'll find the answer? At the YMCA. When I'm hitting the bag, when I'm on the bicycle, when I'm pedaling for 35 minutes on the elliptical. Because your body's doing something that you don't want to do. When I go to jiu-jitsu, I win fucking two times. I win because I went, and I win because I went. Do you follow me? When I go to get acupuncture on Tuesdays, I win two times. I win because I go, and I win because I overcome my fears.
Mm-hmm.
My jiu-jitsu fears being on my back and not breathing, I still get fucking scared. I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't even go to jiu-jitsu last week because I couldn't. All the hours I worked on that fucking movie till that time, you know? But that's just the way it is. That's why I do those certain things. Now, you know, I went to kickboxing. I broke my fucking toe. I didn't like that they were headhunting in there. Now what I do is I go to jiu-jitsu. I go to the Y and do the epileptical because I want to raise my metabolism up again. I'm fucking 50. I got no metabolism. What raises my metabolism when I get on that fucking bicycle and when I go for fucking walks with the carriage with my daughter in the daytime and I walk faster to raise my heart rate, you know what I'm saying? And even on the epileptical, you could judge your heart rate and whatnot. So I win twice. In your position, when I leave here in the mornings from that podcast, right away you're dressed, even if you smoke these fucking joints with me and walk around your block two times and then increase it to three with your iPod on, listen to those fucking Jews jumping up and down from Israel, you like? That's what it's all about. And you'll be walking. It's outside. It's sunny out. The sun's hitting you. You're getting vitamin D. Plus, when your legs move and your arms move, man, you get fucking creative. You think of things. I don't know what it does to your mind. I could sit here and read a web page and lie to you people on what it does, but you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Do you, like I told you before that the fucking podcast was turned on. Do you think everybody you see running or bicycling or going to the gym likes working out?
No, I'm sure they don't.
They've made it a part of their life. Because they know it makes their life better. And because I push this on my wife and I push on everybody. I may be a fat fuck, but my head is sharp. And you know why it's sharp, Lee? Because 1 hour a day, I take care of me. Whether it's stretching, whether it's going to yoga. I think, look at people when they have their phones in the gym. And I feel so bad for them. I feel so bad for somebody when they have their cell phone in the gym.
Why?
Because they're not giving themselves an hour. They're not giving themselves no respect. 1 fucking hour. Listen, I live with fear of my daughter, too, of something happening to my daughter. My daughter's fucking 9 months. You know what my daughter does all day? She falls. She gets up and she falls on her ass. And every 3 or 4 falls, she lands sideways and she bangs her head. Well, eventually, after 1 or 2 more of those bangs, she's going to crack her fucking head open one day and they're going to need 2 stitches. But I know that me turning my phone off at the Y for 1 fucking hour and leaving it in the fucking car ain't going to change that. And she ain't going to die. Juana's there with her and she's in this area right here. So she's not going to fall. If there's an earthquake, I get in my car and go right the fuck home. Do you understand me? But that 1 hour off the phone is for you. It's for you not to look at your Twitter, you not to look at your Facebook, you not to look at your stupid emails. For you to overcome you. That 1 hour at the fucking gym. I've never disrespected nobody and brought that phone into the gym. Never since I've been going to the YMCA. Ever. Ask my wife. I refuse to because it's disrespect to you. That's why you go to the YMCA. That's why you go to a gym. That's why you go for a run. To establish the high of you. That's you. That's what makes you go down there. And I'm guilty of smoking a couple bong hits and going to the fucking gym. I need to. You know, I need to. I'm an only child living in my fucking head. But I'm still experiencing me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Even when I go to acupuncture, I don't bring a fucking cell phone in there. So you go to a YLE that you like, and you look at the classes they have to offer. It doesn't have to be the YMCA, brother. It could be 24-hour fitness. You look at your schedule, and you get something started. For the first month, you put a chart on your wall, and you take a walk every day. Some days you walk to Chandler. Some days you walk to fucking Ventura. Some days you walk to Magnolia. You do that for a month. If you do that for a month, and you drink water. You know, we all know what we're doing wrong. When we go to a restaurant, to chips and salsa, we all fucking know. And if it means going to Weight Watchers and counting your points and whatever it could be, you know, or maybe get the Dolce book. I'll give you the book again and you eat that stuff. If you like that stuff. But when are you going to take this Mexican chick to a fucking restaurant and you're going to go, let me get Red Quinao, whatever the fuck is in there?
Yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying to you? So these are all specialized recipes that you have to make at home. I love my Dolce, but guys like you and me, I'm on the fucking move. After fucking Thursday, I'm on a fucking plane. This is when it either gets difficult or this is where it gets tough. For me, it gets easier because I know for breakfast I can get oatmeal at the hotel. And I know I can get a fucking whole wheat fucking turkey on white at the hotel. And I know for lunch I can get a salad at the comedy club. Usually when I go on the road, I lose fucking weight. I don't drink alcohol. Do you follow me? So those cookies I eat, you know, when I come home and my wife has fucking those little individual cookies she buys for her lunch, and then I eat one. I don't do that on the road because I'm not going to buy fucking.
You don't have a car, so you can't, like, go.
No. I really take care of myself on the road. When I go to a hotel, when they send me the addendum and I look at the shit, I look at the hotel and right away I click in online. Ooh, they got a heated pool. I put the bikini with me. Ooh, they got this. I bring that with me. So I already know. I bring my iPod everywhere. So I know just in case I can fucking walk. Remember, when you have an iPod, you can walk from here to fucking eternity as long as you have a fucking number in your mouth.
See, because it hasn't been an issue for you. Like, I've never liked working out. Have you liked it more since you've done the stuff with Berdici? Because I'm like...
No, I liked it more after... All right, I stopped working out in 97 when I left Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I moved in with Josh Wolf. I didn't do shit. I walked, and that's when my sleep apnea was starting to kick in. If I think back, it was like 98 when it started kicking in. 99, 2000, Gavin Boyd, who was my friend at the time, told me that I was snoring a lot and blah, blah, blah. And I started dating Terry. Before that, I was dating this girl, and she told me one time, she goes, "You snore really loud. I had to sleep in the other room 2 nights in a row. I don't mean to say this. You should maybe check it out," or whatever the fuck it was. That whole time I wasn't working out. Then I met Terry, moved in with her, and I remember that the sleep apnea was alive and kicking, and there was one point that I booked a Pennzoil commercial. Now, the whole time, Terry didn't have a scale. We didn't have a scale at the house. I didn't know what was going on, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember that when I lived in Seattle, I was probably about 220. Okay, when I graduated high school, I was 197. I was a big kid, but I was a bodybuilder type guy, did squats and all that shit. And then I moved to Aspen, and I got up to 213. Then I moved back to Jersey, and up to 95, I was working out maybe twice a week, three times a week, shit like that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whose phone is that?
Not here.
No, fuck, whose phone ringing? So I didn't really work out till about 2005, but in 2002 or 2001, I booked a Pennzoil commercial, and Josh Wolf had gotten his deal from Fox. And I called him up and I told him I needed money for clothes, and he gave me $500. And I went to that suit place on Hollywood Boulevard, and I bought three suits, three shirts, a pair of shoes for $250. I got home, I put a suit on for a commercial audition. About a month later, I went to put the suits on. They didn't fit around my stomach. I couldn't button them, even if I pushed my stomach in. That's how much weight I gained in 6 weeks, guys. Think about that. Usually you gain weight that you could tuck your stomach in and go, wow, that's weird. Oh, my God, I must be holding water. You know, no, no. I gained that much weight that I couldn't put that clothes on. Then I didn't fucking work out. I didn't do shit. Right, but I remember going to the doctor for sleep apnea, and I remember getting on the scale, dog, and saying it was at 288 pounds. No. Yeah.
In a year?
In a couple fucking years, I was at 288. Or maybe even more. I don't know. Maybe I'm lying to you people. It was maybe more. I don't even know why 288's in my fucking head, because I got up to 418. And at 288, yes, that's what happened. I was 288. The next time I looked at the scale, I was 350. And then after that, I was like, I'm never going to, I don't know what's going to happen. But I'm going to keep eating. And I went up to, and from 203 to 205, between the blow, not sleeping, the sleep apnea, and my diet. When I did the longest yard, we went to the table read. We had to go into another room and get our blood pressure taken. And once I got my blood pressure taken, they had to make fucking calls, because that's how high my blood pressure was. They had to make calls and see if it was okay if I went, got on the plane. So I lied to them. I took some medication that I had with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I relaxed and it went down. And they said, it's okay. But I remember getting on the scale in the doctor's office when I started the longest yard. I was 411 pounds. The day I left for fucking Santa Fe, New Mexico, I was 411 pounds late. Snorting a gram of blow a night. You know, eating, drinking like a fucking savage. That's no shit right there.
That's crazy.
And then when I got back from the longest yard was in, but when I went to New Mexico was when I started lifting and fucking around a little bit.
Because you had so much free time?
I had a lot of free time and everything was around me for all the football players. And the football players, but I wasn't doing the right things, but at least I was moving. I wasn't doing nothing like that up here. At least I was doing curls and doing push-ups and doing sit-ups. And they were teaching me stuff to do with the ball. I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't doing nothing strenuous. I know that. I know I was doing push-ups. I know I was doing lifting. And that's no good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I was lifting heavy. Like, they won't look notice my stomach if my biceps have a vein in them. You know, it's the fucking stupid shit. And yeah. Then that's when I got back, I went to the Y. And in those days, you signed up for the Y, and they assigned you a trainer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then that trainer took you upstairs one day, and he told you, he gave you a health evaluation, and he told you what you needed. And I'll never forget, he was a little gay guy that was cool as fuck. And he walked me in, and I used to smoke three packs of cigarettes a day. This is...
Three?
Yeah, this is... And if I did blow, I would smoke another pack and a half.
Fuck.
I wouldn't smoke the whole things. I would smoke them and then just put them on. But you wake up in the morning, there'd be a mountain of half-smoked cigarettes in my fucking ashtray. So I went in there probably January of 2006. Mm-hmm. I walked into the YMCA after living across the street for 5 years.
Yeah, you showed me.
5 years I lived across the street. Never dreamed of going into the YMCA. It was the last fucking... And I'm not talking about people. I'm not talking down the block or a block away. I'm talking about I lived across... If I looked out my window, it was the YMCA fucking A. Knowing I was sick, knowing I was going to die, I wouldn't walk across the fucking street, though. And then I went down and the guy put me on the treadmill. Mm-hmm. At 0.5. Not even 1.5, but 0.5. Going that way uphill. And mm-hmm. The speed like a 3. And he had to shut it off in 4 fucking minutes. 4 fucking minutes. The motherfucker shut it off and said, you gotta get off and sit down. He went, he came back, and he goes, listen, let's talk, let's be honest. You gotta quit smoking cigarettes and come back and see me. He almost just had a heart attack.
It was that bad?
It was that bad.
Fuck. And I didn't mean... Well, how has the testosterone thing changed for you? Because like, that's a big thing right now.
I'm sitting here thinking about getting off it because I want to see what the difference is. I'm still fucking sore.
Okay.
Okay? I go to the gym. Listen, I can go to the Y 4 nights a week, but I don't because I want to mix it up.
Mm-hmm.
So now I go to the kettlebell gym, which has the TRX ropes and all that shit.
Okay.
I go there twice a week. I go to jiu-jitsu twice, and I'm going to do the Stairmaster twice, the elliptical twice. Mm-hmm. If I get through 2 or 3 jiu-jitsus, I should burn. The problem with jiu-jitsu when I go is I was putting too much calorie intake on the jiu-jitsu burn. So I was eating double because I'm going up jiu-jitsu's hard. You sweat a lot. When I go to jiu-jitsu, that fucking shirt is drenched. That jacket is fucking drenched. You want some of this, dog? Are you going to sit there like a fucking orphan? This jacket is drenched. That fucking t-shirt is drenched. My knee pads are drenched. My pants are fucking drenched. You know, you fucking get drenched. And that's the other aspect of it, Lee. You got to sweat. Sweating is good for you. Sweating is very fucking good for you. It's I think in my heart, it's one of the best things when you're sweating, how good you feel. Like the first 10 minutes when your pores open and your sweats come out, it's terrible. Mm-hmm. You smell and taste some wild shit. Then after that, or at least it appears that your sweat is kind of weird, you know. And then after that, the more you sweat, that thickness goes away. But if I don't sweat every fucking day, like tomorrow I gotta do something, but I gotta be at work at 7:15 tomorrow. I'm on the set at 7:15 tomorrow morning. So I gotta work out tomorrow night. So I gotta work all day. Tomorrow I gotta fall downstairs. It's one of those Disney movies I do with Dean Cain. Like today I ran up the fucking flight of stairs 15 fucking times. You think I wanna go to the gym tomorrow night? But I still gotta start going to fucking jiu-jitsu. So I gotta go to jiu-jitsu. The only way to get your endurance better is to do it.
It's, I gained a lot of respect for people who, because, yeah, the schedules that people who work, like, regular jobs have and then still go, I can't even imagine it. And, I don't, the only thing I've ever really liked doing is riding a bike. And the thing is, drivers are crazy here, so I need to find a place to do it.
Can't ride a bike. You're doing shit that you can't do. How about riding a bike in here? Putting the bike in here, look at the Israeli flag. Put your little friends on and jump around and look straight for 35 minutes to start off.
That's not a bad idea.
5 minutes, but you're not going to buy a bike and put it up here because that's going to last for a week because there's no motivation. There's nobody to push you. You know, the other day I went to the Y. Not last night, but the night before.
Mm-hmm.
So I got up Saturday. My wife and me, I had the day off. So we went and did something in the morning. I took her for breakfast, you know. Mm-hmm. And in the afternoon, we went somewhere to shop for the baby. And then we had to go to Arcadia to go to my friend's soccer game, their little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, we went to JR's, which is, I love the food there. Again, I had a couple of chicken tortilla soup, which out of all the evils, had the least calorie intake.
Yeah.
You know, chicken tortilla had like 300 calories. The chili had 600 calories. I know from Weight Watchers, a cup of fucking chili is 8 points. Like, chili's taboo. I got the Chinese chicken salad, which again, the salad's heavy because there's shit in there.
Yeah, the dressing.
But it's better than eating a cheeseburger with a fucking triple strawberry cake.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like those salads from that place you go to.
Oh, yeah, well, they're terrible
for you. That's terrible for you. But there's different, you know, years ago, What got me motivated on the other end was reading an article about how diet is 60% of your weight loss. You could run from here to fucking eternity. The reason why I tell you is to get your metabolism going.
Yeah.
Just start with the running. And still eat what the fuck you're eating for 4 or 5 weeks. And then one day you'll come to me, you know what, I walk from fucking my house to Laurel Canyon to fucking whatever, and I walked home and I got on the scale and I lost a pound all week. And I'm going to say to you, close your eyes and what did you really eat?
Yeah, exactly.
And you're going to go, I get it.
Look, I kept it at a normal level, not normal, it was big, but it wasn't as bad when I was living in Boston. I could walk around. But do you ever, and this isn't a pot, like I shouldn't be thinking this way because it's not going to help anything, but I'm so jealous of the people who don't have to work out. I fucking would trade anything. I would trade like 10 years of my life. Like the people who don't have to work out.
No, you don't. Because it's part of your journey. I just told you. You know, some people like to go on a corner and cross their knees and put their hands on. Go, and whatever. Everybody got a different way to get in touch with whatever the fuck we got to get in touch with to move forward. For guys like me and you, sometimes a little run. Which running will kill you.
That sucks.
What do you think I said to you, jump in the pool?
Yeah.
I think I've been telling you all summer. You just threw away 3 months because now it's cold. You ain't going to jump in that fucking pool. It's freezing. I wouldn't jump in the pool. But in fucking July, you could have done some push-ups, ran a little bit, you know, and then gone in there warm. And after a while, you get used to it. And I'll tell you, you run in a fucking pool. You do 3 laps in the pool, 4, 5. You run back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. After a while, you're going to lose weight. The pool's great. It burns the most calories per fucking minute. Now they're coming up with all this shit, but everybody knows that you don't. There's a, you're injury free, and you can pull to all the fucking capacities of your elbow movement and your knee movement. That's why when you recover from before and after a knee surgery, they want you in there because your knees go up. It's low impact. You know what I'm saying? You got a lot of fucking options. You're the king of your own fucking destiny, cocksucker.
No, it all makes sense.
Fuck that green shit. Take your vitamins, jump up and down, drink water, get some good sleep, and cut the shit. Stop with the potato chips. You don't think you smell like potato chips? Where's the music? Where's I want to be around? It's Monday fucking morning. We got to get people up. Get up. Do a jumping jack, you fuck. It's a beautiful day to be alive. Life is fucking in front of you. You're sitting there thinking about, I don't know what the fuck you're thinking about. I don't know. Maybe I should go to ITT Tech. There ain't nothing for you at ITT Tech. Life, you fuck. They're going to teach you about how to move a wrench. Get the fuck. You're going to get up. Go get a job, go get a gun, do something, but you can't just fucking sit there. Where's Tony Bennett? Where's the reefer? You gonna smoke some reefer with your Uncle Joe? You gonna sit there? Oh, you smoked all the reefer. Where is it?
You took it all.
No, I didn't. I left everything here. Oh my goodness, you took all. You smoked everything.
I didn't smoke anything.
To pick up the pieces.
When?
Somebody breaks.
Where's my reefer? Your heart. What'd you do with the concept? You sold it to the Mexicans.
Twice as smart as I.
Which one of your bitches called this week, Lee?
No one called. I work and I spend the other time with a girlfriend.
Don't be lying to me. You got a couple of bitches.
She'd kill me. Her and her mother would kill me.
We were. Oh, Lee, look at the mother. He's throwing the mother in. You want to smoke some of this?
I'm all set.
Who'll leave you? What do you mean you're all set? You're just getting warmed up. It's the fucking Lord's Day / Monday morning. Somewhere. You gotta get fired up, cocksucker.
Wait and see. I mean, I wanna be around to see how he does it when he breaks your heart to bits.
Let's see if the fucking puzzle fits.
So
fine. It's that piano again.
And that's when I'll discover that revenge is sweet.
What's with the music? What's with the music? Enough. I'm getting all sentimental here. That's a good jam. Let me tell you what happened last week.
What happened?
So last week, last Tuesday, Ari Shaffir did a storyteller show. And it was off the fucking chain. What's his name?
Kumail Nanjiani.
He was off the chain. Big Jay Okerson. Good fucking show. Good storyteller show. I'm going to tell you something about you guys, what else happened. We were going to do a show Friday morning. But the Mark Maron podcast came out. We were doing the Joe Rogan 400. I felt it was just too much fucking flavor. Lee, it was just too much. I don't need to hear myself talk that much. So we took a couple days off. And we're back! Like fucking HIV on a Tuesday. Whatever the fuck. I don't know. So that's it, Lee. You got to put something together. You're a young kid. I want to see you do good. You know, I'm a 50-year-old beat up fucking halfway then. I'm still alive. I'm jumping up and down for joy. But you're a young kid. You met this girl. You want to keep giving her that fucking Jew Maraca stick, right? You want to keep giving her the fucking Malouk stick, right?
Absolutely, I do. All
right, so you got to get in shape. You got to do push-ups. You got to do jumping jacks, you know. And right now, yoga is not... Just go for it. Whatever you do, go for something that you're going to sweat and you're going to lose 60 pounds in 3 fucking... months, you know.
Yeah, I gotta do something.
You gotta do something, you know, grease your
hair. And that's not a quick fix.
You got no head, look how cute.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Look, let me see from the side. Let me see. Oh shit, bam. Let me see the other side.
Bam.
Look at that. What's the name of the guy who cut your hair?
I don't know. Is this black chick?
What was her name?
I don't know. Is the who is ever is that?
Did you tip her?
Supercuts? Yeah, absolutely.
How much you tip?
$4.
That's it.
That's what they do. It's a supercut to 16, so you tip $4 to make it 20.
What, are you fucking crazy? You gotta give them like a fin. Those poor people, even if they live on $4, they got a pimp that comes and takes 2 of the 4. Did you know that shit? There's a fucking haircut.
There's a supercut pimp?
Yeah, he comes in and takes 2 of the 4 from those poor fucking people. You gotta give him a couple dollars, Lee.
I did. I gave him 4.
Give him a card for the church of what's happening now. You got the cards on you?
What card?
You didn't get the cards, cocksucker. And Lee fucking sprung for a lady to come in and clean. This place looks amazing.
Fuck yeah. Looks no, you got it. It's not that expensive, but I understand. So, like, I couldn't do it up until this point. But fucking, I needed to do it, and it's worth it.
It's worth it, yeah. Sometimes, you know, you're not a professional. And you can work around this for a few weeks and then make her come in. So she's going to come in once a month?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's fucking...
$60, $15 a week.
At $720 a year.
Yeah.
And your house smells good, you feel good, you're looking better about yourself.
And the girl's happy, and yeah.
So you're in love, cocksucker?
Yeah.
You give her a ring yet or anything?
No.
You play Spanish music?
No.
Not yet, nothing?
Not yet. And it's, I've talked a lot about, I don't understand how people can stay home and do, like, the boring 9-to-5 jobs. I still couldn't do it, but I could see if I had somebody like this, and I decided, well, I could live on $50,000 a year. I'm out every night at 5, and I get to go home and spend
$15,000 a year?
$50,000 like, a year. Like, I'm, like... I could live on that, but I'm out every night at 5. I have all my weekends free. I have all the holidays. I couldn't do it, but I can see how when people have someone like that they could do it.
And you would put a ceiling over your head at $50,000 and sell the rest of your life for that. That's what you're trying to
no,
tell
I'm
me.
Saying I'm not. I'm saying
you're worth millions, Lee. You're a fucking secret storm. And that's what I always want people to realize. Next time somebody offers you $12 an hour, you're not college educated, maybe you may be college educated. Think about it. You're putting a ceiling over your fucking life. Mm-hmm. And that's what you got to look forward to. Every week, and then in 6 months, you're going to go in and they're going to give you, what, 38% more? 38 cents, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to do every fucking year. Go for something that you get, that you could get what the fuck you're worth.
Have you seen, there's a commercial, I think it's like Lincoln Financial, or it's whatever the mutual, one of those sites, and there's this guy, he's saying, if you could get paid to do what you love, what would you do? And they're like, I would own a bakery. I would own a bookstore. And the guy's like, well, we can do that for you because you're going to pay yourself because isn't that what retirement should be? And it got me so depressed. I'm like, why would you wait till 65 to do that? Like, there's a commercial that plays during football that it's like, just wait till you're 65.
You know why? Because those mukyaks sit there and that's what they're waiting for. Today, last Sunday, I got a call from a fucking friend of mine that I was very tight with in high school. And I go, where are you at? He goes, I'm at my neighborhood bar. I do this every Sunday during football season. I'm like, what the fuck, guy? But he's unemployed. He's telling me how he's unemployed. He's in between jobs. He's doing construction or whatever. Anyway, don't fucking put an income ceiling over your head. Never. Don't ever do that. That's what killed me about having regular jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even give a fuck if I make $1,000 a month. But all I know is if I make $6 an hour for you, that's not $1,000 a month. And some months are going to be bad, and some months are going to be good, but you always get to fucking control that. You're in charge of your fucking life.
It's scary.
You know,
like
it's fucking scary. Fuck yeah, it's scary. But you know what, Lee? We got together
mm-hmm.
with nothing, and we made little fucking videos, and we did the video, and we sold that, And we fucking went on, we did this and this and the CD, and it all escalated from that. Now we do the improv, the podcast, and we have some fucking sponsors. And now it's not like we sit back and eat lobster tails and throw shrimp at each other's fucking mouth. We still got to fucking work every day.
Yeah.
But because we put the effort in 18 fucking months, now that you get to see a little fucking bit of daylight. And that happens in life, too. That happens in life all the fucking time. If you put the effort in, the more you hang in with something, the easier it fucking gets. The percentages of shit gets fucking easy. Is it me? Or is it just like a bonfire? We're just breathing fucking reefer in this room.
It is.
Look at this fucking open the door.
I have the AC off. I can't get to open the door.
Why not? Just open it 5 minutes. It's all right. I'll talk while you're walking over. In fact, you can do a couple jumping jacks and get the
fucking... No, because I'm never going to get my deposit back on this apartment.
What deposit? If you do what?
If it stinks of weed.
Open the fucking... People, what do you think? You're the only guy in this building that smokes weed? By the way, I saw a hot little fucking Asian girl walk out of your building. Have you seen her?
No.
Oh, my God. What the fuck are you thinking? This is why you got to go by the pool and handle. Look at the smoke, how it's coming out of the fucking apartment. Look at this fucking thing. You're killing me. You got me sitting in this fucking cesspool of studio. Yeah, turn the air on a little bit. You're killing me. You can't be smoking today. You want to take some weed or what? What do you want to do? You want to go back to and lay down? Where are you going?
I'm here.
You're here with your... Where the fuck are you, cocksucker? By the way, I've been getting a lot of thank you emails. I mean, I get a lot of fucking emails about a lot of things. And I like when you guys email me because you're involving us. You're thinking of us. And I appreciate when we get either emails on the Gmail page or Facebook or Twitter or whatever fucking source you send them. But I've been getting a lot of emails of people thanking us for the different things. And you know what? Like I told you people, you know what? I've never been a fucking whore, okay? Like I told you, I don't like selling shirts after a show. There's a lot of shit I don't like to do, even though I could do it. Even when I was a fucking junkie, I wouldn't do it. Now I definitely don't fucking do it. You know what? I like doing a podcast, and I really enjoy talking to you people. And you know what? I don't give a fuck if I get paid for this. I really like when you people come to the show, and now at least you know if we're going to get along or hit it off. You know you're not making a fucking mistake because you know what I'm about. I know you know what the Flying Jew's about. The Jew knows what I'm about. Everybody knows what everybody the fuck is about here. But you know what? Now we got a couple fucking sponsors. What was I talking about?
Probably the thank you emails.
Thank you emails. And people always say, well, thank you for... You know what? Dollar Shave Club is a great fucking product. I've been using them and switching the razors over and they work. You know, if a razor goes too long, no matter what manufacturer... It's going to go fucking dull.
And well, you're supposed to change it every week.
And every week. And you know what? I'm a lazy fucking Jew. I give it like 10 fucking days and I get pissed off at people. You know what I'm saying? And my wife is shaving her fucking monkey with her legs because I know we got in the fucking shower. Plus, I got one on the road with me. Dollar Shave Club is a gay fucking bargain. For $9 fucking dollars or $6. Listen, go with the $6. You're broke? Go for $72 a year, but at least you got a fixed income on your fucking shaving. Who the fuck has that? Governments don't fucking have that. When people come to you and people go, what's your budget a month? I don't know what my budget is, bitch. But I know I spend $72 a year on shaving products. That's minus the fucking shaving cream. I steal that from my sister. She uses Nair, you know what I'm saying? Oh, you ever put Nair on your dick?
No.
Why not? Takes the hair right off without shaving?
Because that can't feel good. That burns, like melts hair.
It burns a little bit. It's like putting a lighter under your toe.
Wait, do you shave your balls?
No, but I'm saying if I had to, I would put it with Nair. I just recently shaved. I almost zipped my fucking dick. You know, I fucking shave it all in one.
Yeah.
I started going swimming. I do the mommy and me swimming with the baby. And whenever you fucking swim in chlorine and shit, your hair gets tough. So I conditioned this fucking hair, but for some reason I was getting itchy fucking balls. And it's because the hair was so dry and brittle down there, I wouldn't condition it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, fuck it. I kept forgetting to tell my wife to cut it. And one night I got so fucking aggravated, I just took the zip. And I just went to town. I cut the afro down. Some sides are bigger than the others. And I zipped my dick. It burnt like, you know, when sometimes they burn you in the tail. Like
yeah.
They do your ear. And I did the same thing to my fucking helmet. So I'll never zip it again on my own. I can't see. You can't fucking see down there. You got problems. You can't fucking see. You know what I'm saying? But Dollar Shave Club is a good value. Go to dollarshaveclub.com or go to joeydiaz.net. Press on the Dollar Shave link. What are you pressing there,
Church.
Link? Church, CHURCH. $72 a fucking year, or go for the dollar a month. I don't give a Frenchman's fuck. It's not like I'm telling you, you're getting a good fucking deal. The $12, what is it, $12 a month? $9.
$9 is the best.
You live like a doctor. You get the peppermint wipes for your fucking cooler. No, they're separate. I'm sorry.
They're separate, but they're fucking great.
They're fucking good. Your asshole smells nice. I've been using them on the set because I don't wear underwear. I don't want my asshole to fucking smell bad, so I wipe my ass with the peppermint. The chicken costume was like, this chubby guy's asshole smells like fucking a mint julep. You know what I'm talking about?
And the biggest part for me, like what we were just talking about, people who work a lot, it's in your mailbox. You know how, and you don't have to go back to order it.
Like a doctor, right to your fucking house. You go in there. In fact, that night you don't have to shower. Just take that peppermint patty and wipe your little fucking helmet. You pull your skin back. You twist that fucking dick like a pop. You know, you take the lid off a fucking beer.
Yeah.
Or you twist it. You do the same thing to your helmet with that peppermint patty. Forget it. She sticks that peppermint patty in her mouth. It's like that mint fucking what's that chocolate mint people used to bite and make them go fucking into convulsions?
I don't know.
What the fuck are you stretching your face for?
Because you just
you ready for a Chibo Chew or what?
No.
You think I forgot about that? I got a Gumi.
I'm aware you didn't forget about it.
What do you got? What edibles you got over there?
None.
In your drawer? I know you got some.
I ain't got shit.
What'd you do with the Gumi bears? Those
you
Gumi.
Took them.
You sure?
Yes.
I don't trust you.
You came in here and you're like, give me the Gumi bears. I know you're not going to eat them. I was all right.
I got to watch you like a hug. We were going to have a call tonight, but fuck it. Since we haven't done this in a couple days, I wanted just to go a cappella with my main man, Lee Syatt.
Man.
We're talking about that protein drink. Don't drink that no more. Take the fucking blender. And just give it to the homeless
kids. It has to. It wouldn't hurt as part of a good diet, but I can't use it as a one quick fix.
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, and it works, but it's.
It tastes terrible. It's terrible shit. Yeah. And I, you know what? I could see you doing it like once a day, with two meals.
Yeah.
And lifting or whatever exercise form you decide to fucking do.
Yeah.
You're 25. You're a young man. You don't want to have diabetes.
No, that's and my nightmare.
And Jews don't have
because I can't do needles.
Once Jews don't have diabetes, it's like animals. The rest of the Jews push you to the side and just wait for you to die so they can take your carpeting and shit. You know these fucking Jews, they'll take a fucking scab off an Iranian's toe. They don't give a fuck. So,
oh, Jesus. Can you
imagine what they do to you? They take a fucking scab from an Iranian's toe and put that in that fucking hummus and give it to and give it to
somebody.
You would pick your fucking toenails. What do you do with the toenails when you finish? What are you doing? You eat them.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. I see you eat them. And
I leave them on the floor and I vacuum them up. You eat them?
No, I never ate them.
You do.
No, I do. I said,
yes, you do.
Eat them, motherfucker.
Oh,
have
God.
You seen my toenails?
I don't know.
I got the fungi under the fucking nail. It's grown outward. My toenail looks, I don't even know what it looks like. It looks like a shovel filled with shit in there and I just have to scrape it out. And it's like barnacle fucking juice. It's gumi and shit.
So and that adds the flavor.
I don't want no flavor in my toe. What do you think? People suck my fucking toe for a living? What's wrong with you, Lee? Get it together. So what are we going to do? What do you want to start? You want to start running on the streets? I can't. See, that's the thing. I'm 50, all right? My simple fucking day. You know, I love Special K for breakfast. I love cereal for breakfast. I love a piece of fucking fruit for breakfast, you know? My lunch is a little complicated because I go home and sometimes either I eat leftovers or I just get the easiest thing, which is tuna on white or a fucking ham and cheese sandwich on white with mayonnaise and a big piece of tomato and lettuce and no chips, no side stuff. See, that's what I do. I just don't believe in fries or nothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
My wife made cheeseburgers this week. You know, it's not like I put shit on there. I put raw onion and a piece of cheese and, you know, and mustard, so it's 8 points. You know, it's not the fucking like the In-N-Out juice that they put on In-N-Out burger. That's and I'll tell you, Lee, I don't even like fucking burgers no more. Around here, I'm sick of these fucking.
Oh, they're great.
You know why I don't like the burgers?
Why?
Because there's nobody has a good fry.
Yeah,
have you thought about that? Think about where the fuck we live. We don't have a good fry. You know who's got a good fry?
Who?
Jerry's Deli. You gotta get the steak fries.
Oh, they got steak fries, right?
Who's got? Nobody else got a fucking steak fry. With my cheeseburger, I want a fucking steak fry. We got nothing to talk about. You give me those skinny fries like they got a flu. I don't want those skinny fucking fries. I don't like them from fucking In-N-Out. I don't like them from Five Guys Burgers. I don't like none of those.
Five Guys isn't bad.
The French fries suck. Not to compliment.
They're better
the
than In-N-Out.
The fucking burger. The fry has to compliment the burger. The fucking burger don't compliment the fucking fry.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're gonna make a nice fry for me, you gotta make those. Have you ever taken you to the Korean up the corner from the fucking?
No, you told me about it though.
From the Divine Wellness, I gotta take you in there one time. They make nice fruit natural shakes. All right, they even do the shit you do, the green stuff. But they have a steak sandwich. They take like a cheesesteak, but they shrink it. Their way is mayonnaise, tomato, lettuce, and cheese. I tell them no cheese, no mayonnaise. Just put the tomato, and I put Frank's hot sauce on it.
Oh, shit.
It's not bad, but I really go for the French fries. Because the French fries are the crinkle cut ones.
Oh.
I go once every fucking 6 months. I used to go there for the chicken teriyaki, half chicken teriyaki and salad, because they put a good sesame seed dressing on the salad, but the chicken teriyaki is so fucking bad there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they give you like the toes and the fucking kidneys and shit. Next thing you know, you're biting into shit, it's got blood in it. I don't need that aggravation in my life. And they're nice people. The girls are great and stuff like that. Another nice place that has a great chicken teriyaki lunch is Sushi Dan on Ventura.
Okay.
They got the lunchbox chicken, white meat with some rice and some salad.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want, you get two pieces of fucking white tuna just to get the party started, to get your sushi. You like sushi, don't you?
I love sushi.
And sushi, you could eat tons of it. Do jumping jacks, you're a savage. But you're also going to drop $10,000 a day, because when was the last time you ate sushi that was cheap? What?
I can't do that grocery store sushi. It's disgusting.
Oh, no. Listen, if you do grocery store sushi and blood comes out of your asshole, you deserve it. All right? You should die on fucking contact, but I don't want you to die. I just want you to bleed out of one of your fucking nipples. You know what I'm saying? If you buy sushi at a supermarket, I don't even want you around me because you're a fucking dummy. Eventually, you're just playing Russian roulette. How are you going to eat fucking sushi that's been sitting there, raw fish, that some fucking white dude with fucking gummy fingers that's probably in a halfway house, he scratched his balls. And now they train him how to do sushi. He comes out of prison. His name was Chuck. Now his name is fucking Chino. And he's trying. Are you fucking kidding me? You're going to eat that? You know, I took it home from my wife. Then both these are going to get sick. Nothing. You got to eat that shit fresh, dog. And even then, you got to be fucking weary. You don't know what the fuck you're eating with sushi at the time.
Is there good sushi in San Francisco?
If I had a cigar, I'd probably fucking put it in your forehead.
Why?
So it would cause a dot. And when people look at you, they say, is he Jewish or is he a Hindu? Or do we have to stab this motherfucker? Yeah, they got sushi. It's next to the ocean.
I know they have it. Is it good?
You know what? My little brother, I don't remember eating it. I thought about that too. You know, whenever I go up there, such an Italian concentration.
Is it really?
Yeah, they got good Italian food up there. Like a motherfucker. Good pizza, good spaghetti and meatballs, good fish. San Francisco is a very well-versed food for, and I started eating in San Francisco in 1985 when I was on the fucking run, Jack. I was on the fucking run big time. San Francisco used to have some great fucking food. I used to go to the Hotel California, and I used to go to these places for pizza. I used to go to this Original Joe's. It's always been one of my favorite fucking spaghetti places in the country. And not even Original Joe's. Like, I liked Original Joe's in San Jose. Whenever I worked at San Jose Improv, I go to Original Joe's all three nights with Butch Escobar, who's opening for us at Cobb's.
Oh, awesome.
So it's going to be me, you, Butch Escobar, fucking Ari Shaffir. I hope Tom Rhodes comes by and says hello.
Yeah, I'll be up there Saturday.
Smoke some dope. The Jews coming up Saturday. I have two Jews in the house. If the building falls, I'm in good fucking hands. You know what I'm saying? I'm getting a piece of something if the building falls. And that's it. That's how we're going to make it fucking happen. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Plain and fucking simple. And I'm excited. The week after that, I'm in Ontario. The week after that, I'm fucking... Where am I the week after that, Tarzani?
Let me find out.
Oh! Jackson, Tennessee. At Harvey's Comedy.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
One night, one show, 9 o'clock. 20 fucking bucks. Come on down. Take it a fucking leave with that spaghetti and meatballs, whatever you want.
And you know what you can do on those flights of the internet? You can do Hulu Plus on them, right on the flight.
Who told you that?
I know it, because I've done it. They have free Wi-Fi on your phone, your
tablet. My wife will probably take it.
My wife will probably take it.
She got the free.
Especially for Mercy, just throw SpongeBob SquarePants on it. Fuck yeah. Just go to HuluPlus.com/Joey. Get 2 weeks. You get the flight for free. They have the free Wi-Fi on them now. I fucking love it.
And what code do they put in?
They put in Joey.
And how many weeks do they get for free?
2 weeks.
That's Deuce!
14 days.
Two, cocksucker. Who gives you 14 anything for fucking free? The only thing you get in this world is Jesus or a black dude to fuck you in the ass for 14 days straight. Besides that.
Where do you get that? What do you
Who the fuck knows? Who the fuck knows? Who gives you anything for free anymore? Hulu's going with 14 days for free. All the shows they got on there, the original content, Then after 2 weeks, you give me a credit card. Boom. How much a month?
$7.99.
$8 a month. You know what that is? $96 a year, right?
That's right.
$10.88, $96 a year. So $96 for that, $672 for the blades. On it, whatever. We'll put you on a fucking payment plan through PayPal on that. You know how we fucking do it here.
Speaking of, like, when you were doing the math, how did the tutor go? Did you do it?
What dinner?
The tutor.
What tutor? No, I had the fucking movie.
Oh, okay.
I had the movie. But she told me to read. Really interesting. She told me to read this this book. So I had to order the book on fucking Amazon. And I just got it yesterday. So I'm going to read it. I don't have to meet with her till. I'm going to read the book and say, we're going to meet that Monday when I get back that Sunday. We're going to meet at 3 o'clock for the first time. I've been fucking busy, Lee.
Yeah.
You know, I got to tell you something, people. You live your life. You have a 40-hour work week, and you juggle it with whatever dream you may have, whatever activity you may have, and whatever obligations you have at your house. And every once in a while, shit happens. Shit goes astray. You know, I didn't expect to Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
mm-hmm.
and then 6 days on this. The only reason why I took this movie, I don't like doing these movies. I'm out of this loop because it's nothing new. So I read the script one time, and I'm good to go. I go there, and I'm really 50% prepared till I go there. You know, I know the character. I've done it 18 fucking times. Bye.
Oh, Jesus.
That's a tremendous fucking
fish. That's a cheeseburger coming out.
No, what came out? What did my wife make? Oh, fish, sea bass.
Ooh.
He's tremendous. Oh, little sea really bass with a piece of fucking corn. You know, we try at the Diaz Residence. We got up early today. We went to the farmer's market. We bought a little halibut. We bought a little sea bass. You know, some fruit for the week. A little watermelon juice while you're there. We fucking try. You got to try, Lee. That's all I ever wanted from you. That's why I said to you. Got to walk. You got to break up shit. You got to sweat every day. Then after that, one day you go, you know what? I'm 25. You got the world by the balls. You got to be in shape. You got to run. You know, you want to run, you run. If not, you join a gym, you go on the upper elliptical, you get yourself a little personal training, do some jumping jacks, you commit to a time. The problem, I have a friend, and she drinks. And we've had 1,000 discussions. And the last discussion, which was about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, had nothing to do with her quitting drinking no more. Lee, you're 40. Let's accept it.
Mm-hmm.
You like to do it. So now we got to figure out a way to make this negative thing, even though it's negative, fit in your life and make you a productive member of society until you decide to quit. And that's what I did with cocaine from the age of 35 to 44. I knew I wanted to quit, but I had to figure out a way on how to get the cocaine, the movies, the stand-up, and my wife, who at the time was my girlfriend, how to get them all in the picture and for it all to fit. So you got to get a piece of paper, and on top of that paper, you got to put cocaine down. Because that's your number one love.
Mm-hmm.
And you commit to that 5 to 6 nights a week, from 12 o'clock at night to 5 in the morning, sometimes 6. And you have to figure it that way. So I have a commitment to cocaine for 42 fucking hours a week. If it's 6 hours every time I do a line, 7 days a week, that's 42 hours a fucking week. You know, I got a commitment to auditions. I got a commitment to go back to my room on Sundays and send out envelopes or whatever. But what I've told her 1,000 times is, listen, in 95, when I went back to Boulder, mm-hmm. and I was having all those problems with drugs and whatever, I joined a program that was Tank Sudo. I knew nothing about it. I just went to a place one night and I watched what they were doing, and it's Taekwondo. That went to the right side. It's a Chuck Norris one. So Chuck Norris went with Tang Sudo. These people went with Su Bok Do, which okay. is a former Tang Sudo. At the time, it was $60, $65, $70 a month, unlimited. Who gave a fuck? All I had in my life at that time was my daughter, Jackie,
mm-hmm.
and time to be mad about my situation. Woe is me. So I started going to this karate. And I started noticing that by going to this kung fu class, this Taekwondo class, that instead of snorting at 5 now at night, I was still snorting coke, but I wasn't snorting until 10:30 at night, because Taekwondo was from 7 to 9:30. And I had to ride my bike home and stop and get the blow. And are you following me? And that's yeah. what I told her. I said, listen, okay, so instead of you drinking at 11 o'clock, like I know you're doing, the tank suit, the same one that saved me, to a degree, is right around the corner from my house. How do I know? Because I used to go there. That's where Joey Karate was invented. That thanks to that place on Sunset Boulevard. I go, so go. She's like, well, but it's 8 o'clock at night. So you're going to drink that night. We all know that. That's great. Before Tang Sudo, go buy the beer and bring it into your house. And once you put the beer in your refrigerator, take your karate suit and walk over there. Once you do your hour of karate, 1 hour, then you go back to the house. I don't give a fuck if you shower. I don't give a fuck if you shoot it intravenously in your fucking veins and your eyeballs. You made your commitment to the daytime. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it slows you down. At least you have a purpose now. That's why you always like martial arts. Pick a fucking class. Maybe jiu-jitsu's too hard for you right now. Maybe you want to put on a karate pants and a karate and learn karate from day one and throw some kicks. Let me throw a little sidekick for the people at home.
Okay.
When was the last time you threw a sidekick? You always throw kicks at me. Shit.
Fifth grade?
Look at that foot. You got a foot like me. You kick a fucking building, it might go down. How much you think your foot weighs? You ever kick somebody with that fucking galop?
No.
Huh? Let me see you. What the? Look at that fucking kid. Let me see one more for Uncle Joey. Come on, one more. Let me do a side kick. Ready? People at home, they got the camera on?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. What the? There you go. Fucking tremendous. Last time I seen a kick like that, the guy went down. It was UFC fucking 13 live from Bogota, New Jersey. You're looking good, baby. I care about you. You drink water?
Yeah, not enough. I need to drink more.
Listen, nobody hates water more than me. I fucking hate it. But I take those little bottles and I try to drink 10 of those a fucking day and water as I'm walking in and out of my house. Does it help? Who the fuck knows? I know I'm still here. I know my skin is a little clearer. I know there's color in my cheeks. And that's all that fucking matters. We give an effort. So pick something, cocksucker, and stick to it. No more quitting, because when I'm going to San Francisco in a week, you didn't know there was Chinese food in San Francisco.
You didn't know there was fucking Italian food. When you called me and asked me, like there's Italian food, we're going to feed you up there until your eyeball pops
out. Right there, you fucking took that blender, you threw those tomatoes out the fucking window, and you said, fuck it, I ain't never blending shit again. When did you crack? Yesterday?
Last night, when after you called.
How long after I called you did you crack? 10 minutes.
Yeah, right there.
What did you eat?
Mediterranean food. I eat good food. I eat grilled chicken, Greek salad.
Oh, yeah.
It was nice.
You loved that. How much hummus did you eat?
A side of it, yeah.
And what do you think that does? That's free?
Hummus isn't bad for you, is it?
When was the last time you seen a skinny Arab?
All the time. All of them. When was the last time you saw a fat Arab?
You fuck.
You motherfucker.
You keep it up. I'm going to burn this fucking thing right in your head there. Sucker. No, you gotta do what you gotta do. I love it. Did you see fucking Mad Flavor throwing? Did you see fucking Lee Boom Boom throwing? What the fuck? His name was
Chuck. What?
He said some guy on Twitter said his name was Chuck. Now it's Chino. It's true. Bro, today I was talking to this I was talking shit in the hallway when I was shooting this movie. This lady comes over, she's Asian, Vietnamese or whatever the fuck, and she's like, my husband's Cuban too. And I go, listen to me, and she says, what's your nickname? China? And she goes, how'd you know? I go, because Cubans are insensitively racially insensitive. They don't give a fuck what Asian community you belong to. You always be a China. And that's just the way the fucking ball bounces. You know what I'm saying? What's going on, Lee? Why are you sitting there giggling? Where's the sidekicks you were going to throw? Where's the love you were going to give? What happened, Lee? You sucker. How stoned are you? Lucky I don't make
you. You're stoned. Fucking breaking in the song. I'm fine.
I got to break into song. It's the fucking Lord's Day podcast. Write your goals. Get up. Write the three things you're going to do this week and how you're going to do them. How much Gita's. Whatever the fuck. Fuck it. It's Sunday night, bitches. AKA, it's Monday somewhere. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Lee? You bad boy? You want some of this?
No, I'll set the amount I've had, I'm good.
Why not?
Because I don't need fucking four full joints. I look fucking a good amount.
How many did you have?
I don't know. Eight trips back and forth. I don't know.
Take one more. Take two more. This is good. Weed. Jesus this is the Christ. Shit. This is the shit they gave Benny before he told Hanna to suck his dick. I love it. I love smoking marijuana, baby, especially at night. Fucking tremendous. I'm gonna go home now. I'm gonna drink some coffee. I'm gonna stay up for another hour. I'm gonna get up 6 hours, go there, shoot this fucking movie. I got 2 days left. Jesus Christ, he just burned my hand. What is this, Auschwitz? He just threw a fucking flamer at me. Hitler fucking Junior over here.
That's still the worst joke I've ever heard.
Shut up.
I run the porno division at Auschwitz. I laugh at it like 3 times a week. Just think about it.
You're a horny little dirty bastard. Get any bottled water?
Yeah.
Can I get one? Maybe I'm over here fucking seeing mirages. You didn't even offer me a fucking drink, nothing. I'm over here smoking 20 pounds of weed. 20 pounds of fucking weed, nothing. My throat's dry and shit. Lee's a good man. Lee's the fucking host. I love Lee to death. Lee's been a big part of my fucking life, success with the church, the success with the CDs and whatnot. So I want Lee to, he's in love. When you're in love, and I've seen this before. I didn't know what it was like to be 25 and in love. I was jerking my, you want to close the door? What happens if somebody comes in there? I got to fight the fucking door. What are you making faces for? Look at you with your new fucking hairdo.
I said I didn't want to open the door. Now the door's open.
Well, you let some of the fucking smoke out.
Jesus Christ.
It was like I couldn't even see you. I couldn't even fucking see you. There was smoke everywhere. What the fuck?
Oh my god. What were you saying?
I have no idea. What are you bothering me for? I'm sitting over here minding my own business.
I said you were jerking off and then you asked me to go get you water.
No, I wasn't jerking off.
When you were 25. I don't know. I just walked in on it. I don't know.
Better get it together. I'm saying you're 25. We've done a lot of good things. I care about you, and I want you to be healthy. And you know what, man? For years, I didn't take care of myself. And from 25, I was telling Lee, from 25 to 35, what saved me was that from time to time, I'd work out. I believed in walking. I believed in fucking sweating. You know, if I dated a girl and she had a pool, I jumped in it while I was living with her. Or if I was somewhere for a few days, I always used the facilities, curls, jumping jack, whatever I could do, you know? So it all helps. When I got sick and I gained all that weight, I thought about something. I remember that it all helps. It all helps. Every little bit helps. It helps your heart. It helps everything. But most importantly, when you work out, it helps your head because you don't think you can do it before you go in. You know, when I go to jiu-jitsu, I swear to God, I'm still scared to go in the back of my head. Even with the therapy and the fucking cardio work. Because I choke, Lee. It's fucking tough. You're sitting there. And what it comes down to is I can keep lying to myself. I got to lose this fucking weight. And I've looked at a couple options. And the option is an astringent fucking diet for me. You know, like weight diet. Which I don't know if I can fucking do either. I don't know if I can fucking do that. So I'm going to have to fit that halfway. And overburn calories. Do something consistently that's hard cardio. High cardio. But I don't think my body could take it. I can't run no more, Lee, and I don't want to run. I mean, Doce's got a great running program in his book, which is the run 2 minutes, walk 2 minutes at a high pace, and run for 30 seconds, and that's great. I don't want to walk around. My knees don't have to hurt at this age. You know, I need my fucking stand-up comedy. Do you follow me? That's why I do the elliptical, because it takes the weight off my knees. It takes some of that pounding off my fucking knees. So. That's why people said it's better for me, so that's why I fucking do it. Well, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? It's Sunday night. I don't want to talk about this shit no more. You're going to be healthy. You're going to be a bad motherfucker. What the fuck is this shit? By the way, I'm going to give some shout-outs. That's what I got to give. My man fucking Bang, Gabrione, whatever, Bing, Benji. I don't even know my writing, people. Why do you people ask me to do this shit? Something, Greg Long Island, congratulations. Mario Greco, Marley Greco, happy birthday, Lou Greco's daughter. Fucking, look at this. I'm telling you, my eyesight is going. Something Powell.
I got Alex one.
Junior. Who the fuck asked you? Can I give my shout outs here right away?
I don't know, can you?
Who are you going to give a shout out to?
To Robert Ramirez.
Who's that?
He was cool. He listens and he invited me and my girlfriend to his family has a private party for the Rose Parade. And he invited me to, I'm going to be back in Boston. But it meant a lot. It was a very nice invite, so.
They got some good people. Bro, we're part of a very good... We're part of a very nice network.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like calling them fans because these people are not my fans. I don't want them to fucking look and be my fans. I want them to be on my level. I want them now to make me fans of them. You know, and that's what I look forward to. That's why when I meet them at the show and they're like, I'm fucking Jewish Lightning. I'm Gabriel Cardenas. I'm this fucking guy. I go, oh my God, I remember what you said and I've become fans. Man, thank you for coming. And it's weird. We're part of a network. And that's what's going to make us fucking stronger than anything. You know, with Joe Rogan and Duncan and all these people. That's why after shows I come out and I get your fucking armpits on my fucking neck and I get you let you breathe on me and shit because I want to see what the fuck I'm doing business with. I want to see what people... What the fuck are you looking up for? Like there's something wrong with your eyes, cocksucker?
I just had an idea.
What idea did you...
Fuck it. You're going to kill me, but do it. People coming to the shows on Saturday, bring hummus. I want to want a freak show me out.
If somebody brings hummus...
Look, I would die.
How about the second show when that chick shows up and farts in your face? What are you gonna do then?
It's worth seeing you eat hummus.
And oh, Cobbs is a big stage. Second show at Cobbs. Me and Ari are paying some lady $300. You said she's gonna be able to fit your fucking nose in her asshole.
That'd be worth it.
You're gonna get on your knees.
If enough people like bought this, hummus,
you're gonna get on your hands and knees.
Good.
And she's going to blow that out on you, and it's all over. For once in your life, you're going to be able to fucking live and breathe and not have to hear this no more. You'll never have to
hear it. I'm ready for it.
I know you're so... Lee, you've made some big... You're like Ozzy in 71. You're going through changes.
Absolutely.
You've made some fucking big changes. I can tell by looking at you. Look at you. You got the hair, dude. You're in love.
Who's,
you know, how much... When are you going to give her the ring?
Not for a while.
Don't be bullshit. You got to give her something by Christmas.
What? Why do I gotta give her? Like, we're not. She's a fucking in-law. We're not ready for that.
What are you gonna do? Bring her home in front of the Jews and not give her something on fucking Yarmulke? What's the Jewish holiday?
Hanukkah.
What are you gonna do? Sit there and look at each other Christmas Eve? No.
I'm gonna give her something next. I'm gonna give her an engagement ring. I don't know yet.
We'll give her a little something. Give her a promise ring.
That's too soon.
You know what you do? You give her a ring with Jesus getting stabbed in the
neck. I haven't gotten to the point where I'm like, it's weird.
You haven't told her you loved her? No. Not even after you fucking give her a stab and you look from each other? You both feed each other like...
It's at that point we're about to, but it's weird.
You got
to
do it. You're the captain.
I'm going to say it.
You're the boss. When you're eating her pussy, you don't say, I love you, dirty bitch.
No, I don't want to say it there.
Why not? If you say it into the pussy, it goes right to the brain. It's like a... It's like a shook. Hello.
You whisper in it.
You eat that monkey, you tell her, I love you, sick motherfucker. What are you waiting for? Or you eat that pussy and you get in her face and you tell her you love her with that pussy breath on your mouth. Like a fucking... I don't even know, like what? You know what I'm saying? Like something, I don't know.
Like something?
You've been dating her for a year.
No, three months.
And you still haven't told her you love her?
No, it's early, but...
What's the matter with you?
It's scary.
I'm telling you, what's so scary about you? You love her. You like the girl. She comes over, spends the weekend.
Yeah.
You sit down on the couch. You still didn't get a robe, did you?
No, I'm not going to wear a robe.
You're a nasty motherfucker. You know that?
No, what robe's you nasty.
You sit there with panties on?
Yeah.
You sit there with your little bloomers on? Yes. No, you don't. Naked like that?
Then a t-shirt. Yeah, yeah.
And no blanket, nothing?
No, always.
What's the matter
with you? A robe is gross. You sit in a robe, you fart in it all week.
Then you wash it. And when the Mexican chick comes
How over often
you,
do you wash it? Oh,
every
so
fucking
gross.
Week, twice a week. But I'm sitting in a fucking robe naked. I got like undies on or boxing
pants. So what's
pants.
The point of having a robe? Why not just throw a t-shirt on?
Because when I get up in the morning, we only got heat in the fucking hallway, cocksucker. That's why. So when I get up in the morning, before I go pee, I got the air on. It's cold. I put the fucking robe on. I go pee. I put the heat on. I walk around. I make coffee. Then bang. Then I take the robe off like 30 minutes fucking in. But when you're sitting there with your girlfriend, you don't want to sit in the living room on that fucking... You have leather furniture, correct?
No, I don't. It's cloth.
Cloth. Whatever the fuck it is. You don't want to sit there in your little boxing short naked in front of your lady. You fucking leave the Jew. Leave the flying Jew Syat, director from Israel, and many other fucking things. So you don't want to sit there in boxing shorts because it makes you look like the regular fucking schmuck. You want to sit in a robe with some nice sandals on?
I look
with
ridiculous.
Your feet elevated
robe.
With your potato chips on your thing like a soldier. And if a potato chip should happen to fall on your robe, fucking power to you. Julius Caesar wouldn't wipe it off. He'd just fucking leave it there. That's how you get stripes. Why are you fucking questioning me? I got to question you. You know what I'm saying?
I lost it there.
What?
Is your hand okay?
What? My hand is always okay. I take my fucking fish oil. I'm ready to go, motherfucker. I'm ready. You know me. What's up? What?
Nothing.
What?
I don't know.
What don't you know?
You got me high. No, you just no, what?
Don't you know? What? How? I'm in San Francisco. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. At least I asked going to be a guest host. On fucking Saturday night, we're going to eat some edibles with Ari. We might give him a hit of ecstasy.
Oh, Jesus.
Want to do ecstasy in San Fran?
No.
Put the blade
on. Aren't you supposed to do that with a girlfriend? Like, why would I want to do something that makes me want to touch people with, like, you and Ari?
You're not going to do it with us. We're going to give it to you, and we're going to put you in a cab. And you go to San Francisco and go have a good time. What are you going to do? Go back with us to the hotel room and talk about what? What do you want? I see you all week on the podcast. I want to hang out with you now. I want to hang out with you.
Thanks.
I'm just kidding. You can't say
it. Break my heart on
you. You don't want to do no ecstasy and jump up and down?
Not really.
And get thirsty and get a lollipop?
No.
Put the Jew music on and jump around for me. You haven't done it in a fucking long time. Did you take the girl to the concert?
Yeah.
The Jew, what she thinks? She'll never
she
go back.
It, yeah.
There wasn't one Mexican there.
Or a couple.
Get the fuck out of here, confused Mexicans. Walking around, no hablo. What else, though? Fucking shape.
I'm excited about starting my own podcast.
Look at the fucking shape. When are you going to start the podcast?
I'm going to record a couple, but my first episode is going to be me and my dad when he comes to visit next month.
What is it? What date?
I don't know. I'm not going to do it on Ustream.
You know how many fucking things are going to happen? What are you going to do with them? You're going to tape them and sit them?
Huh?
What are you going to do with that? You don't do it on Ustream.
I'm going to just record an audio podcast.
And do you want to talk about the news, current events, what's going on in Israel? Skateboards? What are you talking about? What's your hobbies besides fuck? I don't even know what your hobbies are.
I don't have. I do this. This is my hobby.
Hanging out with Uncle Joey.
Fuck yeah.
Smoking dope. What are your hobbies when I'm not around? Aren't you going to collect stamps? Or
movies and fucking.
Movies. What else do you do? You like stand up comedy live?
Yeah, that probably.
What else do you like?
I'm interested in people, and that's, well, because the reason people always wanted my dad back on after he was fucking obliterated on the edible that time I threw up. Time you made me throw up.
So that's the pilot episode.
It's going to be me and him, and we're going to talk about, he was on the radio for 25 years. Okay. And he did a show, and he did that, so he has a lot of cool stories.
Are you going to have a co-host?
No.
It's going to be Lee Syatt's show?
Well, yeah, with him, and then I also... Because I know, I see how hard it is for you to book people. Okay. So I know not every week I'm going to have somebody with an interesting story. I'm going to do this, and we're going to have call-ins, I think. Just regular people who want to talk, and I think that's the one thing missing from podcasts.
What do you want to talk about?
Anything. I don't know. I think that's the one thing missing. People don't have a way to really, they connect a little bit, but it's always after the show's already over.
Are you gonna take a picture for the podcast with this haircut? I like this haircut.
I have no hair.
Haircut is one of the sharpest ones. You put gel in it.
No.
I know you didn't put gel in it today, but I know that if you put some fucking gel in your hair, you'd look like fucking Liberace. You'd be a handsome motherfucker. You're a handsome dude, dog. Look at your smile for the camera. Give me a little. What are you, nuts or what? Lee motherfucking Syatt, people. I love you, cocksucker. You know what I'm saying? But I just want to apologize to the people. I really, even though I'm tired, I could have gone to bed before. I really wanted to do this because I hadn't seen you people or talked to you motherfuckers in a week, and it was starting to bother me. It really was. I need to do
this. Yeah, it was weird. We haven't had that much time off.
You know, I really enjoy this period in my life. I enjoy this. When I do these movies, I realize how much I love podcasting. I realize how much I like the process of podcasting. The podcasting, going on the road, talking to people, meeting people in that area, you know, smoking the weed they're smoking, eating what they're eating, and I get to know them a little better. You know, I gotta be as honest as I can with you. I'm over the movies and the TV realm in my life. After this movie, I don't want to do these no more. I want to do movies that, big movies, mm-hmm. You know? That's what I want to do. I want to do a big TV show. I'm ready at my point all the way around. I'm watching who's on TV now, you know, this pilot season, and it's fucking bad. Did you see Rolling Stone's top 50 people?
Oh, I saw. I saw that they did it. I didn't look at it.
Did you see that? It's, you know, man, and there's a difference between being commercial funny and being funny.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at that list, there is shit on that fucking list that even people who don't know comedy know that that's not the end all be all.
Mm-hmm.
That it makes Rolling Stone make worse than what the fuck they are. I mean, this is a like they said in that movie, they tortured Rolling Stone, destroyed everything Zeppelin ever made. You know, and not only that, I just see those lists and I see people on there that are not comedians. They're television comedy personalities. They've never put the sweat into it. They've never put the work that Joe Rogan or Bill Burr or Tom Rhodes or Mark Maron or Jim Gaffigan or any Anzi Ansari. They've never put that work in. They've gotten on television, you know, with comedic actors, and then they got cut and direct. They don't know what it is to do an improv fucking troupe on a Tuesday night with four fucking drunks. You know, and people say to me, well, you don't know, I don't have fucking respect for them. And it disrespects me when they call them comedians, the top 50 comedians. Half of them are comedic fucking actors, you fucking dummies. When are you going to fucking learn? There's a big difference. What Joe does, like again, what fucking Duncan does, what Ari does, what Jay Orkison does, what Kumail Anjali does, that's stand-up comedy. That's a complete different art. But don't put fucking, you know, these people who've never done this, their television cuts and directs and ha-ha-ha, and oh my God, last night my brother told me that joke, and fuck you. I'm talking about people who sweat, and people who sweat their rent, and people like, you know, what's the guy that used to hang out with, that still does, with Jason Tebow, those young guys that sweat their rent every month, and Rick Ramos, and Jerry Rocha, those guys that sweat it out every fucking month, that at the end of the month, they pick up 2 weeks, and it pays for their rent, and their fucking comic books, or their fucking cheese pizzas, or whatever it is. I have the utmost respect for those fucking people, because they took a chance. I get people in this town that call me, and they lay guilt on me for some reason. My wife just bumped into somebody a couple weeks ago that said something to my wife, that my wife came home and was like, this dumb fuck said that you're on the computer all day, and he doesn't want to do that. Well, he's got a fucking day job. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a stand-up is something that the more you do, it's like jiu-jitsu, it's like any fucking thing else. The more you do, the better you get at it. And what do I say do? Well, I sat over at my friend's house and we watched stand-up and we talked. No! I'm talking about getting on fucking stage every night. Making time for what you want. You know, Lee, like I told you, Saturday I had to go to that soccer game.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew at 4 o'clock I had a consultation on the phone to help me write the book. And I knew once that half-hour consultation was over with, I was going to the YMCA. Because I know I could hit the bag for 20 minutes, and I could do the elliptical for 40.
Mm-hmm.
And I could stretch and do hip escapes and shit like that. I make time for it. And I'll tell you, I'm 50 years old. I don't want to go nowhere. I didn't want to go nowhere Saturday. I went out Friday and did the show with Edwin San Juan and the Flappers. It was fucking packed down there. I had a great time. I didn't eat. Again, if you want to get some good fucking food, Flappers has great fucking food.
I've never eaten there.
Jesus, Lee.
They have those. When last time I went with you, they had like a whole pizza that this guy was eating in the front row.
You know, it's funny. They have one of those Goodfella tables there.
Oh, really?
Which in the back, that means in the kitchen.
Yeah.
They have two tables right in the kitchen that you could sit there and eat and see there. And so I sat there with Edwin just to talk because I got there early. And it was fucking amazing, the food that was going out of there. Preferably, you know what looks really good in there? The chicken wings.
Oh.
With the blue cheese, with the mixture. And look at me talking food to two fat fucks that can't control themselves, that got to drink green tea. I'm thinking of going on a protein shake once a day, doing the kettlebell classes and the jiu-jitsu and fucking doing the epileptical. And I really like to get my first goal would be like maybe just a 300 and stay on that for 2 or 3 weeks and then dip again, you know, so... We're all on the same thing fucking together, Lee. Yeah. Trust me. So don't ever think that I'm looking at you. You know, it's just how funny that once you called and said we were going to San Francisco.
I have to take all excuses.
You blame it on me. That's right. Don't blame it on me.
No, I'm not blaming it on you. I never blamed it on you.
You fucking were thinking, oh, you had that Mediterranean food on your mind. And what do you usually get from the Mediterranean place?
Steak kebabs.
Steak kebabs. What
grilled steak, rice. It's not bad for you. Grilled steak, rice, Greek salad, and hummus.
What do they put on the kebab? Tomatoes?
No, they don't put any veggies. It's just meat. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Good for you, Lee. I'm proud of you. You're a fucking savage. You're in love.
I'm trying.
Gotta get the robe and the slippers.
I hate slippers.
You got a pedicure, so you walk around fucking with those fucking feet.
I get hot. I can't have anything on my feet.
You gotta have something. You gotta have slippers, and you gotta go for a pedicure and have them stick the fucking thing in and take that toe jam you got.
Oh, Jesus.
Have you ever seen how much toe jam you got in your toe?
I cut my toenails every now and then. I don't know.
When do you cut them? You bite them with your toes?
Or with I can't your mouth? Bite my feet toes. No.
Don't bite them, you cuss.
I have fucking toenail clippers. What?
You can't put your foot in your mouth?
No. Can you?
Fuck yeah.
No, you can't.
I'll try.
Do it.
Not right now. I can get it up there. I could probably get it here. Hold my breath and maybe bite a toe or something.
But I wouldn't want to. Do you think TV is about to get better? Because especially this year, they have a Robin Williams show, which I think he's funny, but I mean, he doesn't need to be on TV anymore. They have a Michael J. Fox show and a Sean Hayes show. That guy from Will and Grace. Those are like the three new huge shows.
Well, you're familiar with who the fuck they are and what they do, you know, which is good. Would I watch them? I don't know, unless you watched them and told me it was great.
They can't be good.
I can't see me staying home. Listen, man, it's tough to compete with Breaking Bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to compete. Every time those shows come along, they raise the bar for every other show. And when you're not even halfway the fuck there, do you think Robin Williams on CBS is halfway as good as Breaking Bad or Dexter? Okay. What the fuck is Michael J. Fox going to do? What the fuck is that motherfucker going to do? I mean, no fucking disrespect here. Really? 10 million fucking comedians walking around. Why do they got Michael J. Fox there? Because every fucking person who shakes up and down is going to watch that fucking show. And cheer for this fucking guy. 30 fucking million fucking comics out there. And you got to give fucking Back to the Future a fucking show. And I got nothing against them. I love them to death. I love them to death. More power to them. The other fucking guy, Sean whatever, fucking 8 years he hasn't been on TV. 3 years or something, right? He was on
a while, yeah.
On that Don whatever show, which I loved. It was one of my favorite. Him and the fucking chick stole the show.
Will and Grace?
Will and Grace. Him and this chick stole the fucking show.
Oh, yeah, that hype.
Yeah, fucking chick stole the show. That's one of my all-time favorite shows of all time. But, again, there's 15 fucking comedians walk around. Give them a chance. But, no, I understand the mentality. The mentality is they're known already. They'll pick up an automatic audience and whatnot. And you know what? It's mostly, like, Fox. Fox puts a lot of fucking money and behind Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Well, guess what? They got another 11 pilots. Beside the stony fucking guy on Monday night, the black dude that rides around Headless Horseman, what's that show on Fox as a success?
I have no idea.
Monday nights. You don't know what I'm fucking talking about? Go to Monday Night lineup on Fox.
Okay.
The new show. They got a new show on Fox that's about some fucking Headless Horseman and people are chasing them and whatever the fuck it is.
I have no idea what the fuck you're talking about. Jesus. Monday night. Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy fucking Hollow. What is Sleepy Hollow about?
Probably about that. But it's a new show. It's not a show that's been out forever.
That's what I'm saying. Am I talking to myself here, Mr. Wall? Let me talk to the fucking wall. Because maybe the fucking wall on the couch would answer me better than you what I'm talking about here. You're lucky. Look at the people on Twitter. They're like, should I fucking go over there and kick Lee in the stomach? Maybe. I don't think so. Water boxer. Anyway. Yeah.
What?
What's the show about?
Oh, I don't know.
Read the synopsis of the fucking show.
All right, let me find it.
Please, if you don't mind. You aggravate me now. You're supposed to be on top of this shit.
I didn't know I had to be on top of what Sleepy Hollow was. All right, let's find out. Find out more. What the fuck? The thrilling new mystery adventure drama from the
creator
of Star Trek and Transformers and Fringe. Modern day twist on Washington Irving classic. I have no idea. What the fuck?
They're doing
it. I don't know. They're redoing it. And it's a whole bunch of black people.
That's what I'm saying. So I don't know what the fuck's going on. But that's the only two shows that they really are breakthrough shows. But they put a lot of money into Brooklyn Nine-Nine. But they probably have 11 other pilots or 6 other pilots. You know, 2 dramas, a game, whatever. And it's just weird that... Listen, like I said, Breaking Bad... The Sopranos set the level for a while, and now they outdo each other. Something's going to come along that's going to be Breaking Bad. I doubt it's going to be the fucking Michael J. Fox fucking show. I doubt it's going to be the Robin Williams fucking show. It's going to be something on FX, AMC. I mean, look what fucking happened on I know you don't watch Sons of Anarchy.
No, I heard it's great, though.
But what happened last week to me was phenomenal. And I saw it go down. It was right before I had to go down to the storyteller show. And I watched this whole thing play out about this. First of all, it was Donald Logue's character bothered the fuck out of me. Because he was walking around charming like he was God's gift. He was trying to get these guys for the wrong fucking reason. Well, they killed his sister, but whatever. They killed her in a prison. It was Otto. This guy was busting everybody's balls. He killed the fucking hooker, put the DNA in Jimmy Smits's car. And then at the end, fucking whatever, had to go see Otto with this guy. He gives him the shiv. And I told my wife right there, I go, Otto's going to kill that shit, that ranger, whatever the fuck he is. And my wife said, I don't know. And I go, listen, watch. Otto's got nothing to live. If Otto wakes up every morning, a black guy fucks him in the ass. Can you imagine? If I woke you up every morning and fucked you in the ass. That's how you opened up before breakfast. When you were a biker for 30 fucking years. You were stabbing people and getting your dick sucked and coming on people and shit like that. Now you're waking up to cock every morning. You're waking up to one of Liberace's little fucking slaves. You know what I'm saying? You're waking up with a fucking kapuza in your muffler. You know, you're waking up crooked. So, my point being, that fart smelled pretty fucking good before. It's still lingering over here.
I'm sure it is.
You gotta give something like that respect. It must have been the hemp force protein shake I had. Anyway, stop breaking my concentration, cuss. What was I talking about?
So, fucking the show.
I knew right there. And next thing you know, bro, he walked into that motherfucker and Otto stabbed him in the neck. Otto stabbed him 2 times in the stomach. He goes, right all, everything you know. And he goes, all right, I'll give you something. But he had the things on. So he goes, you got to loosen my fucking thing for me to write. Right there, I knew it. He took the pad and he started writing. All of a sudden, he goes, because he has no tongue. He bit his own tongue off. He gives it to Otto, to the guy, and the guy reads. And he goes, I hope your sister's pussy tastes as good as the blood. I don't fucking know, something. He turns around and starts choking Otto. Otto has the knife right there. He just starts stabbing him in the fucking side. Gets out of the bed like a fucking animal. Like a caged animal. Gets him by the fucking neck. Waits till the cops come in. And even you could see, I mean, Donald Logue did a great part of acting. Because he let, what's the drug that gets released into your system right before you're going to die, that the rabbits?
Oh, I have no idea. Let me find
with Joe Rogan.
DMT?
DMT gets released and you go into that Momo state.
Yeah.
You could see Donald Logue even out of it. He goes, I never saw it coming. And he knew he was going to die. He was bleeding out and the guy had a shiv to his neck. And he had this guy, and all of a sudden he just started stabbing him in the fucking neck. It was beautiful. But it's amazing how I haven't seen. Now it's going to really pick up. Sons of Anarchy is really going to fucking pick up. They're going to war with whites, supremacy, the Irish. Their own fucking motorcycle gang is breaking into two because the other guys want to become nomads. We're on to something. We're on to fucking something, Lee Sayak, cocksucker.
That's right.
So how do you like them there apples?
I love all those apples.
That's why. I don't know if fucking Michael J. Fox is gonna, whatever.
Back to the Future. Just live on Back to the Future, man.
I heard the commercial for it the other day, and they're pushing it in a weird way. And you know what? I hope it does. I hope, listen, anybody who's been in this business for a long time, I want them to get something for 5 or 6 years. You didn't get into this to fucking starve. If you got into this, you might as well get some of that TV money at some part of your career. That's what being here is about. I don't care how you get it. I don't care if you're a game show host. I can't be mad at Aisha Taylor. Can't be mad at her for getting Drew Carey's job.
She got that job?
Yeah, she's the moderator and whatever that job
is. Oh, I didn't know that.
You know, and I can't blame that shit. That's what happens to comedians. That's one of the levels in your life. You know, I'm doing this movie right now. Do I want to do this movie? No. But why do I live here?
Mm-hmm.
Not to do movies? I remember last year when I did one of the Disney shows. Some kid was like, you're a fucking sellout to stuff. What the fuck are you talking about? It's called insurance, bitch. You can do comedy all fucking year and not have insurance. I'm doing insurance. I live in L.A. I'm part of a motherfucking union, okay? Did I ever dream of being part of a union? No. Did I ever thought I ended up in the union? No. I never dreamt of this, but things worked out that way. And this is part of the fucking perks. You know, man, I do TV. I do movies. I do drama. I do comedies, you know, I do a podcast with you, I do blogs, I do storytelling. This is all part of who the fuck we are. So don't ever think that if you're a plumber, you can't. You know, what makes GSP so good? That he incorporates everything into his training, which at the end helps accelerate the final result. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
You know? when I did that movie with De Niro, did it make me a better person? No, but it gave me more confidence. Somewhere along the line, it had to give me more confidence because it made my stand-up a little better.
It did?
You go, listen, man, when you watch a stand-up on stage, the first 48 seconds, you're making a judgment call. Mm-hmm. And he basically has you on energy. Did you ever go into work on a Monday morning and told some of the jokes that the same comedian joke said, and your friends look at you like, well, are you fucking retarded?
Yeah, no, I try to do that with what you tell me on the phone, and I'm like, it doesn't work. No,
it's the timing, it's the energy that you put behind it. It's all these factors that go into it.
Yeah.
You get caught up by the steak, but you don't see the sizzle, or you see the sizzle, you don't see the steak, because we've been doing it for fucking so long that it appears to be very easy. That's where the professional comes in. The same thing when a painter comes over to my house, and for a week, it took me and you a week to paint this room. A painter would come over and do this in 2 hours, and you're like, what the fuck just happened? This is a professional painter. So always understand that whether you watch a stand-up or an actor. When I got into this, I wanted to do everything. I can't believe I do movies with Dean Cain. And this is one of the only ones that nobody's in this movie. It's just me, Dean Cain. I forget who's playing Dean's cousin. Nice guy, Mulrooney. Paul Mulrooney or something like that.
Okay.
Pat Mulrooney or something like that. And that's it. I don't know nobody. I don't know a director. I don't know anybody. They cast me in this because I've done this before, not because I do a podcast with my main man, Lee Sayat, the director from Israela. But I feel good, and I'm happy I got to do the podcast tonight and see you people and talk to you people. And we're going to come back on Wednesday with a guest, an old-fashioned type podcast, and we're going to make this fucking happen to you. And don't forget, man, on the way home now, I brought it in my fucking, it's in the car. I got my little New Moon. I'm going to pop it. I'm going to take an extra water from you if you don't mind.
Of course.
I'll pop a fucking New Moon right now. Within 45 minutes, I'll sleep tight. And I know I'll sleep a good 6 hours. I'll wake up like a new fucking man, get up, a couple Alpha Brains, smoke a joint, and go to work. I'm doing this all over tomorrow at 7:15. So we won't do a podcast tomorrow morning, but you will be getting this today, Monday. So make believe you're going to fucking listen to this, and you're going to get up, and you're going to fucking do all the things that you're supposed to fucking do, because it's Monday. Wash your pussy, wash your feet, do the fucking Listerine, eat some pussy, be prepared. It's fucking Monday. It's a whole new week, and it's going to fucking work out for you. This weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'm at Cobbs. Next weekend, the 17th, 18th, and 19th, I'm at the Ontario Improv, and the following Saturday, I'm at Jackson, motherfucking Tennessee. That's right. Jackson, Tennessee at the Italian joint Harvey's. Go on to Jackson Comedy Scene, and that'll tell you the rest of what you got to fucking do. One show, 9 o'clock Saturday fucking night. All right. Lee Sayat will be in San Francisco. Go to onit.com, press in.
Church.
Church in that motherfucker. How do you spell church?
C-H-U-R-C-H.
Who the fuck do you think you're dealing? Even though he was fourth place in the seventh grade spelling bee.
I was third place on a technicality.
Shut the fuck up, man, you cocksucker. And beside that, I love you guys. Have a great fucking week. Thank Onnit. Thank fucking Hulu Plus. And thank our sponsors, Dollar Shave Club. Please go to their webpage, just visit, see what they're about, and give us a chance.
Thank you, guys. Now that the show's over, don't forget to sign up for your free trial of Hulu Plus. Hulu Plus lets you binge on thousands of hit shows anytime, anywhere, on your TV, PC, smartphone, or tablet. Support this podcast and get an extended free trial of Hulu Plus when you go to HuluPlus.com/Joey or go to JoeyDiaz.net and click on the Hulu Plus banner. And don't forget to sign up for DollarShaveClub.com. You'll get high-quality razors sent to your door each and every month for a fraction of what you pay at retail. Now go to DollarShaveClub.com/church or go to JoeyDiaz.net and click on the Dollar Shave Club
banner. That's right, bitches. Have a great week.